Dr. Lisa Murray has joined me from the Dictionary of Sydney. She does roughly once a fortnight. How are you? Good morning.
I'm very well. Good morning, Nick.
Now, this is exciting to me because it is, of course, the opening night tonight of the Sydney Film Festival.
It is.
We're going to have a look at this history of film in Sydney.
We are because, you know, Sydney Film Festival comes around just once a year and it's always a great time to go see some new films and also experience the State Theatre.
I love the State Theatre.
Yeah. Home of the Sydney Film Festival. And also, very importantly, you know, one of the great cinemas that still survives in Sydney. So what I love about the film festival is every year is like I always read up a little bit about the history of film. We've got an article, of course, on the Dictionary of Sydney about film and sort of the industry. But today I thought it'd be good to prep everyone. So you're going off to the film festival. Hopefully you're going to see something in the State Theatre.
You should.
Because it was built as this sort of what was called an atmospheric theatre or cinema.
Atmospheric?
Yeah. So we've got two of them still surviving in Sydney. We've got the State Theatre and we've got the Capitol Theatre. Both of them were designed by Ellie White, who was an American cinema designer. And the idea was to have this whole experience. So think about the State Theatre. From the outside, it's this gothic skyscraper kind of thing. Walk into the lobby area and you experience this sort of intense Baroque interior, and that sort of follows right through into the whole cinema. So it's a whole experience. And the State Theatre was designed for showing film. So while it now today functions and as a bit of a lyric theatre, so, you know, you can see everything from comedy to sort of bands there and everything in between, it was designed to watch films in. So it's kind of that really authentic experience. It was built in 1929. And it was the last of the sort of big cinemas to be built just before, of course, the stock market crash in America that triggered the Great Depression across the world. So it's quite an iconic cinema that still survives. And I always feel really special sort of seeing a film there.
Yeah.
It's always really good. But, you know, the whole sort of, I guess, movement of talking cinema, talking film, and then sort of the development of Hollywood also triggered all these other sort of popular culture things that surrounded cinema. And you can still experience some of that as well today as well. So what would you eat if you went to the cinema in the 1930s?
In the 1930s, it wouldn't have been popcorn back then, would it?
No, not
would have been
so
chocolates,
much.
Maybe?
Yeah, some chocolates. And we, of course, had some great chocolate manufacturers here in Sydney.
We did.
One of them was called Sweetacres.
What a great name.
I know. It's my favourite name. If you're going to have a confectionery factory, call it Sweetacres.
I love that.
That was Stedman and Henderson. Now, they had started making a pretty popular sweet called Minties in the 20s. But then their marketing team kind of realised how popular the cinema was becoming. And so they repackaged one of their chocolate caramels as Fantails.
No way.
So that's a Sydney sweet.
I had no idea Fantails were invented in Sydney.
Yeah. So that became an extremely popular sweet to have at the cinema because you could find out about the glamorous American stars, read little tidbits about it and munch on your lollies while you were at the cinema. And then they went on also to develop Jaffers. And their marketing team as well also, you know, did the whole – so this was a later marketing campaign of rolling Jaffers down the aisle.
That was an actual
cinema.
Marketing campaign for Jaffers.
Yeah, it was. So if you want the truly authentic film experience at the Sydney Film Festival over the next 2 weeks, what you need to do is either buy yourself some Fantails or Jaffers. Get yourself to the State Theatre to see a session. And you are having the ultimate historic Sydney experience.
Oh, my Lord. This has actually been one of the most mind-blowing conversations we've ever had. Now, tell me, there are stories about Film Festival and State Theatre up on Dictionary of Sydney?
That's right. So just go to dictionaryofsydney.org and you can read all about it.
Dr. Lisa Murray, thank you very much.
Thanks,
we'll do
Nick.
Another Dictionary of Sydney this time next week. Look, I'll just leave with my favourite quote ever about the State Theatre. It came from Billy Bragg when I went and saw him back in the 90s. He described it as looking like the inside of Prince's head, which I still really quite enjoy.